twice, and then he went in Saturday, went down, and then he went in Wednesdays and Saturdays. And then my uncle rode a horse from here to the school in Black Hawk.
Was because he was? Did he teach?
No, he hadn't graduated from the eighth grade yet.
So he was.
And sometimes he stayed in Black Hawk if it was real stormy and things. But he rode a horse a lot of the time.
That's okay. I can find it. Maybe that.
Yeah, I think if you look in the history, yeah, you can find it.
But when did the railroad? Since the railroad didn't run here anymore, was the railroad around when you were little?
Yeah, I rode the train. They didn't take out the part that took the.
They didn't take the freight train out till.
And they brought in the coal and until the 40s. When the war started, wasn't it, Avon?
I was just wondering when it was that it kind of.
But they took out the passenger train when they first started the opera house in 1932 and 33, they used to get a big kick out of riding the passenger train up to go to the opera, and that was a big deal for them. But then the washed out and the road got so bad that they took out the passenger train and they just run the freight train up. It brought the coal up to the town and took down the concentrates to the smelter.
That is really something.
Like the names on the back.
Who is that?
My cousin's children.
You don't write them down, you'll forget who they are.
Yeah, Linda, Christy, and Steve.
Did you ever go to the opera house?
Yes, I went, when they first started just because everybody else is gone. But I don't really like to go there and sit on those hard chairs.
I haven't been, but I've just heard so much about it.
It's nice to see.
Yeah, it's a beautiful building.
Yes, it's a nice building.
Yeah. I just think that's amazing. This must have just been a really prosperous town.
They were very, how do I want to say, educated, very active. They weren't what you read about in books quarrelsome and gunfighting and all that. They were not.
That's what I wanted to ask you about.
And that book that I sold you will tell you so. And it'll tell you when the train came in.
Okay. That's what I was really curious about, because, everybody has this.
Somebody walked up to Pat. And she was there.
Public relations.
He knows her. And she said he came up and this is a pretty nice town. Oh, boy, this is good. Oh, gosh, yes. Says, when was the last shooting in this town? She told him that was when Sherm Harris's father was shot. And she told him, 1800 or 1901 or something like that. And, I'm a security officer someplace. He says, I think I'll ask for a job.
It's safer here.
Where he was.
Yeah. Well, I know I was out in Julesburg, and they... way out on the east, and that apparently that was a really rough place.
Was it? Yeah. If you go to the City Hall in Central, Pat will know, because she studies a lot of this history, and she'll know a lot of the history.
Mm. Okay.
But
it's real interesting. Mining towns, I think, are just really.
But I think that Joe, no, I want to say